Hello, Jason Om with the top stories on ABC News. A knife-wielding attacker has been shot dead in central Paris after killing one person and injuring four others. French police are treating the incident as a suspected terror attack, which took place in the Opera District. Witnesses reported scenes of panic as the attacker lashed out at bystanders. North Korea says it will dismantle its only known nuclear weapons testing site ahead of Kim Jong-un's meeting with the US President Donald Trump. The regime says it will decommission the test site in front of international journalists in a three-day ceremony on the 23rd of May. The US President is expected to push North Korea to scrap its nuclear weapons program when he meets Kim Jong-un in June. A man who allegedly abducted a 12-year-old boy from outside his Gold Coast home will be extradited to Queensland and charged with kidnapping for ransom. The boy was found yesterday afternoon in Grafton, New South Wales, 240 kilometres from where he was snatched. A 53-year-old man has been arrested. And Israel has won the Eurovision Song Contest, with singer Netta taking the top prize for her song Toy. It's Israel's fourth Eurovision win, which means they'll host next year's competition. Australia's Jessica Mauboy finished down the leaderboard at 20th place.